השמיים הוא יצליח לנו, אנחנו עבדה נקום ובנינו, אין מקום לפחד, אין זמן לבזבז, במדבר כל קורא כאן במדבר, סולו לא דרך, ישרו לו מסילה, הרימו כל מכשול, הנה הוא כבר בא, חיים הוא כל ישר, הזמן להתעורר, במדבר כל קורא כאן במדבר.
כולנו מחכים בציפייה שתתגלה לנו במלוכותך, אז ישמעו כי אדוני דיבר
במדבר, לא קורא כאן במדבר, במדבר לא קורא כאן במדבר.
במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר, במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר, במדבר, כל קורא כאן במדבר,
במדבר, כל קורה כאן במדבר.
Well, Boker Tov, good morning and welcome to Love Live Ruach on the Reality Radio. Starting your Yom Yahzweh is the best way to start your play if your Yahjay wakes up on time, which I didn't this morning. Please forgive me. Praise, prayer, decree, and declare your way out of everything that's coming against your attitude, your Ruach, your prosperity, your life. Life is in the power of our tongues, propelled by the very breath He's placed in our lungs. He's the spark. He's the fuel. He doesn't want us to be a fool. L2R4 is the pump, and this message is high octane. We are the vehicle carrying a message of Ahava from Shamayim across to Eretz Yavetz. What's in your tank? Good morning, Yami. Would you be willing to pray clear the line? Oh, Yami is not on this morning. She just called me twice. She will probably be in later.
I am, though.
Jennifer, would you be willing to pray over the line and clear it for us this morning?
Well, it'll be a first for me, but why not?
Go for it.
Okay. Yahweh, I pray over this line today that we learn and we grow and we become the person that you want us to become. And we do the things that you want us to do. And I just I thank you for everything you have taught us, and I can't wait to see everything that you will teach us. And I pray that in y'all's name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that. Jennifer, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Oh. Yeah. So, Kim is off today. She heard my alarm go off. She thought she hit snooze on it, and she accidentally turned it off. I'm not blaming my wife. I went to bed later last night than I should have. But that is what happened. So, that being said, I'm thankful for Yah's forgiveness. I am thankful for the fact that He did wake me up again, and I am back down here on this line. Because this line is essential for some, necessary for all, and the Baruch Tadi Yahweh. And I don't know what's going on outside of my house right now, but we just had fire trucks run past. So in the name of Yeshua, whatever is going on, yeah, you know. And we just pray that you keep those involved safe. That there be no loss of life, no severe injury, no loss of property. But Abba, your will be done. So I'm excited about today because, again, the sky is blue. It is August 18th. I am a little over one day into my 32nd year of marriage to the most wonderful woman in the world. And I'm excited to see what the day brings. Thankful for my sons. I'm thankful for the fact that I have a group of people that I can get with every morning, if not face-to-face, then at least virtually. And we love on each other, and we share, and we open up. And it's wonderful. I am thankful for the renewed passion for the people that I can meet, for the purposes of Yah, for His Word, for a greater understanding, and a deeper desire to do that which is right in Yah's eyes. Hallelujah. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, I just I just decree and declare that from here forward, I will become extremely good, better than I ever have been at being on time, better than I have been at getting things done in a timely fashion, and just completely able to function without doubt, fear, confusion, intimidation, or anything else that has kept me from being all that I can be in you. Abba, I'm thankful for those that are on the line with me. I pray that their day continues to grow in you. Yeah, that they would see you as their North Star, that they would hear you clearly, that there would be no confusion, that there would be no doubt, that there would be no room for it. Yeah, I know I'm amongst warriors. I just pray for strength and durability. Abba, knit us in the name of Yeshua so that we can be stronger as we serve the purposes of the kingdom. Abba, I come against wickedness and evil and corruption in the name of Yeshua, both in Sheboygan, but also in Florida, in Arizona, in Washington, D.C., throughout the country. Abba, I pray for our men and women in uniform, those that are serving the local area and those in the military. Yeah, you know that Marissa touched on it the other day. They are starting to ship fentanyl and other drugs over here in homemade rocks. They ship them to Home Depot, and then some people go in and know which rocks to buy, and they get them back where they're supposed to be, and they break them open, and there's a brick of coke in them. So they're getting really, really creative because the dogs can't smell through the concrete. So, Abba Yah, we come against the spirit of greed. We come against the spirit of me first. We come against the spirit of rebellion and rejection of order. And Abba, we just pray that your Torah gets poured out today. That your Torah has its way, that we return to righteousness, that we return to lawfulness. I am Baruch Atah and highly favored. I am a friend of Yeshua Messiah. I am healthy. I am Kodesh. I am successful. I am fearless. I am directed by the Ruach HaKodesh. I am anointed. I am persuasive. I am forgiven. And I am forgiving. I am dedicated to that which is right. I know who my Messiah is. He knows me. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see Yami back in yet, so we are going to go to a music break, and I'm going to see if I can reach out to her and let her know that the line has started. Let's get the song going first. Yeah, this is SOS by We the Kingdom. This morning we had Jennifer pray over the line, so if you're ready to move into your 12 to 15 minutes of teaching time, that would be great.
Okay, hallelujah. This morning I was just learned that there's this tenth and null is really a horrible drug, and it's been plentiful in the borderlines of getting it from out of the country into America, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about warfare and how we in the Ruhakal realm can use Yah's word as a weapon in our warfare, because we can be for sure that man's effort without the banner of Yah over them can't bust a grape. It can't do us justice. But when we use the truth, the Torah, the written word, come in agreement in the spirit world, in the Ruhakal world, where the real battle takes place, then we have the power to cause a change, to cause fentanyl to be destroyed, to the power of it to fall. I know different people who have been on strong drugs like fentanyl, who have, when they repented, been able to have no withdrawal and no problem staying away from that drug. And that would be Yah's plan, for it to be completely destroyed and has no power, losing its power in the lives of people, and that it no longer will be available. And I know that we have a creator that will cause everything to come to an end that is harmful, that is bad, that is destructive, for it is not his will and not his plan. And when we pray, we can simply speak into existence the truth of the word that our Yah is able, that this fentanyl is gone, and so be it. The angels take charge over our words that are in agreement with Yah, and the job will get done. Yah's kingdom will be established in this earth, and such things as pharmaceutical, street drugs, all the stuff that brings death and harm to man will not remain, for he's establishing his kingdom, and his kingdom consists within you and I. It consists of love and joy and peace and gentleness and meekness and kindness and patience and temperance. And, you know, in this whole list of things, there's nothing destructive, not destructive towards Yah's people. It's the enemy that came to rob, kill, destroy. And we raise a standard up against him. And so shall we be saved from the enemy, because Yah reigns. And so we just say hallelujah. And we trust in the Yah of the hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Wow. What a way to start the morning. Now we are going to have Marissa come in, if she's available, with her praise, prayers, decrees, and declares. And then follow that up. Anybody else that wants to share theirs? Marissa, are you there? Well, apparently Marissa's not there. Or something's
yes,
up. Or
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I had to find the phone. Oh, I was listening. I heard my name.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, good morning. I so you're calling on me for my turn then, obviously. Okay. Can we do one music break, please?
All right. We'll be back after this.
My hands and sing.
Hi, Leah. Thank you for that. So anyways, I started with the Psalms. The dog has a coughing problem, so if I have to, I can shut the door. But if you hear a noise, it's the dog in the background. Okay, so this is a Psalm of David, Psalm 3. The Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son, O Yahweh, how my adversaries have increased, many rising up against me, many are saying of me, there is no deliverance for him, and Elohim, Selah. But you, O Yahweh, are a shield for me, my esteem, and the one lifting up my head. I cried to Yahweh with my voice, and he heard me from his Kodesh mountain. Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for Yahweh sustained me. I'm not afraid of 10,000 of people who have turned themselves against me all around. Arise, O Yahweh. Save me, O my Elohim. Because you have smitten my enemies on the cheek, you have broken the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to Yahweh. Yiburak is on your people. Selah. So Yahweh knows us, and he saves us and protects us from the enemies. So I decree and declare that Psalm over all of us, that Yahweh is our protector. I decree and declare for Yahweh's healing as he's balancing each of us in our families as well as in our mishkapah that Yahweh has is where he wants us, and for Yahweh's timing, that we know Yahweh's timing, and he's building us on a firm foundation as he's keeping our crooked paths straight, and he's always at the driver's seat. And the clean and clear for the Malachim as they're taking place over all of our houses, our workplaces, and vehicles, and our overseers, that they are protected, and Yahweh's guiding them. And for Rock and Sandy and Scott and Kim, Yami and her family and her brother Jim, and everyone else's family on the line, and everyone else that is here, as well as our brothers and sisters at Route 2.0. And we pray for the white workers and Faith Favor Farms, that you know who they are, Yahweh, and that you're preparing them along the way. I decree and declare for Yahweh's cleansing and healing throughout our cities and our nations, because everything is going on, that is a lot of chaos out there. And I decree and declare you're keeping us in fullness as you are helping us as we walk each moment of the day. I decree and declare for the addiction out there, those who are still struggling in alcoholism. And I pray for resources and buildings open up, Yahweh. And I pray for the men and women in uniform to get the bad men off the streets, the criminals, as well as the dope dealers. And I pray for those who are wrongfully convicted into the prison system, that they can have a chance to be released, that do not belong there. And I pray for the people that need to be in the place to take place in the where they belong. And I decree and declare for your help of the doctors and the healthcare workers, that they can have ways of good ways of health and healing and naturopathic options. Instead of just the MD's solution, you can have the MD's. And I pray for the transgender work out there. There's children out there that they're pinpointing and they're trying to mess around with, and sending them hormones and stuff that they don't need be doing. So the Queen of Clear your help over them, over that situation, Yahweh, as your, as it's a working process, that there's things happening that's being brought to the surface. So I pray that you keep on uprooting that information and getting those people out of there that are doing the wrong work, especially the surgeons and the doctors and the body modifiers too. And for our government, we ask for Yali workers to come to pay for financial situation, the financial favor, Yahweh, over our situations, because we all have our, we may have, we don't want to claim any issues, but we pray for solutions. We have solutions in all of our businesses. X39, the CEO, David Schmitz, and Isante, and Yangtrivity. So thank you for those people and for things coming into alignment. With you lining us up in your word, Yahweh. And I pray for the people coming out of Egypt into your promised land, that they are learning about being in Ikad with you. I pray you'll be doing your minds as you helping those with mental health problems, as well as with anyone that had past trauma or any type of abuse, that you can help restore the hearts. And I pray for the fruits: love, kindness, joy, shalom, faith, patience, goodness, meekness, self-control. And I thank you for my families, for my family members, for our families, I mean, and for that there's no division on me and my children, that Yahweh's healing so many past discord in my family. And I pray for that for all of our families, and for Yahweh's love and deliverance for our family members that might need it, and for our prison ministry system, and the prison, women and men prison systems, and then Steve Shipley, others, and teachers of Yahweh, and my family, my children, Shipa and Leela, and Kumar, and Gary, as Eva's caretakers, and the Sood family, and for my son Aiden and Eva. And I pray for sex slavery, for those who are behind it. But Yahweh, to take them out, the evil people that are behind it, and the deception behind it, and the sex trafficking. And Yahweh can find helpers to come and save the people that are stuck in it. And to be clear for the violence out there, Yahweh, that there's so much happening. I pray for your help in that. And I am Yahweh's daughter. I am made whole. I am bold. I am great, and I am gifted. I am faithful, fruit. I am righteous. I'm a warrior, and I'm a champion. And I'm a good person. And I'm a truth teller. And I am overcoming the lies of the enemy. And I am not confused. I am single-minded. I'm a Romans 12, 1-2. And I am being renewed by the strengthening of my mind. This Yahweh gives me strength. I am thankful that Yahweh gives us strength each day. I am thankful for our sunshine in the morning. Thankful for your living word, Yahweh, and for the world that we are living on, we have life in it. Thankful for our brethren. Thankful for the sunshine. Thankful for all the seasons that are unique. And I'm thankful that you have protection upon us, and for bringing me out of darkness. And I'm thankful for you keeping us safe, and for my family and children. Thank you for the animals, and Thanks for the line that we are able to get on. And hallelujah. And I'll pass.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. Who would like to introduce themselves and come forward with their praise, prayers, decrees, and declares next?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear who you were saying.
I was just said whoever. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Yah for all that he's done, he's about to do. Thank Yah for all that he's done for me this morning, already waking me at almost 4:50, if not 5:05, and starting me on my way up. Thank you, Yeshua, for giving me a peaceful rest. Feeling like I slept for 10 hours, but may have only been six. Yeshua, but it felt like I slept 10 hours. I was well rested, gracious Messiah. But you only, you can give the rest that we have need of this night, tonight. But I'm thankful that you give me the serve you on this day and look on the needs of others more than my own. I thank you, Yeshua, that you've already given me a mission to accomplish for this day, Yeshua, and who you're going to have me come in contact with, Lord. I thank you, Yeshua, that you've given me all those that you know are coming in this direction, Lord. I thank you that you've given me all those that you may have me meet at the corner bakery. Yeshua, only you can open doors and close doors. Only you can set forth those that have need, not just the natural physical food, but those that have need of the supernatural, the spiritual, if you will, the soul being met with each and every nutrient that's needed to pursue wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I thank you, Yeshua, that you already have set forth a mission and a commission to not omit to do your will today. I thank you that you've given each and every aspect of health and strength to go about the day and committing to serving you, being a light in a world of darkness, setting free. You set the captives free. You've given us the mission of speaking the word, praying for the lost, praying for the sick, healing the sick, setting the captives free. You've given us the antidote, how to set the captives free. You've given us the medication for restoration, which is your word, sacred scriptures, each and every sacred scripture for each and every dire need. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Yeshua HaMashiach, for all that you're about to do in the midst of praise, prayer, and decree, that we are decreeing your word manifesting in us, that those things that you said, rejoice always, rejoice. And again, you said rejoice. And we thank you that we decree that nothing be done in anxiety or anxiousness, or nothing be done in vainglory, if you will, but we'll do everything through prayer and supplication. We decree upon prayer and supplication with thanksgiving unto you, Yeshua, that you will be the Messiah which passes all understanding. You will keep our hearts and minds meditating on your word day and night. You will, as you say, Burukata is him that walketh not in the seat, in a way of the scornful. You know, paraphrasing it, Yeshua, but you know we shall meditate on your word day and night. And as we meditate on your word, we will feel the presence of the Messiah, and we will know you and you at that torture stake, that you already have made a way for us to witness, evangelize prayerfully, and to seek your divine revelation. So we thank you that Burukata is all who walk in the steps of the righteous, if you will, and that we will not stand in the way of sinners, but we will witness to the sinners and take refuge in you and keep company with those that delight in your law and in the law of the Messiah. We will meditate on your law day and night, and we shall decree that we are the people that are like trees that's planted by the rivers of living waters, that each and every fruit that is yielded is prosperous, is fruitful, is sweet to the taste, is not bitter, but it is fresh, fresh fruits, Lord. Yeshua, Yeshua, you and only you have the leaves withering and prospering, and everything that we do shall prosper in you, for you desire, and we decree and declare that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. So we thank you, Yeshua, for not allowing the wicked to overtake us, for the wicked are like the chaff that have withered and blown away. So I thank you and decree and declare that judgment is at the house of Yeshua, and that you are judging righteously. You are judging the good and bad. You are the Messiah who watches over every aspect of the righteous. And you, I decree and declare that the righteous shall not be left, never left the righteous forsaken or its seed begging bread. So we thank you and decree and declare right now that this day, as Scott Scribe said, this day, in a couple days after his anniversary, you shall show forth rivers of living waters. Their belly shall flow with rivers of living water upon Mr. and Mrs. Scott Scribe, Yeshua, and that the Pratch may see your Burukata throughout this morning, afternoon, evening, night, and that even the boys may feel the presence of Yeshua and have a change of mindset. We decree and declare that Greg, that Mike, that we, each and every one of them, will have a change of mindset. Lord, as we will call them, the three Hebrew boys, him and his two boys, Yeshua HaMashiach, breathe the breath of life upon them. Yeshua, only you can change the heart of men. And some of us can be stubborn men at times. So we thank you that then decree that that past is behind us. The present and the future is about yes and amen, amen, yes. And Yeshua's decree declares and praises to you and praise you for all that you're about to do, all that you've done. Praise you for the sunshine. Praise you for the good weather. Praise you for the weather out in Arizona. Praise you for the Burukata upon Love, Inc., upon the Transform Men and Women ministry, if you will, at the Love House, conforming to you, and that those that come forth will feel the presence of Yeshua and have relationship with Yeshua first and foremost, and understand Transform Demon Hunter Rock and San and the rest of the facilitators. Praise you for what you're going to do with several of us making it to Arizona in due season. Praise you for what you're doing in our businesses. Praise you and only you that you've opened doors and closed doors. Praise you all the phone calls coming through for business and all of us. Praise you for all the customers that have need of the products before September. Praise you for all that has taken place with each and every health and naturopathic, we want to say, ministry that you have put forth for us to help those that are in dire need of better health. Praise you for the better health is given us, not having to have surgery for various things, for trusting you with naturopathic remedies, trusting you that we're now able to do claims with our naturopathic products and financial claims, natural claims, health claims that they know now. Many didn't catch COVID because of going naturopathic. Many didn't catch the Omicron virus that family members had because of using naturopathic remedies. So we thank and praise you, give you all the honor that's due your name, because you are the healer of all, first and foremost. You are the healer, and your word tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of the Messiah and eat of the fruits of the field. It's things you tell us to, and not the maker's diet. So we praise you for a fast of setting forth us to not putting into our bodies the defilement, the sugars, the glutens, all the things that we praise you for, you giving us deliverance over. So we praising you in advance for some of us that have still been not gluten-free, but eating the sugars and all the other sweets and things that has an effect on our body. So we praise you for giving us deliverance. We praise you for giving us the health that you've given us. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Dan. Appreciate it. We are going to cut away for our half hour of sacred meditation. Again, please forgive me for not being on time. I know it makes things go a little long. Still a work in progress, working on progressing. So, Yah Baruch, be back in a half hour. Abba, yeah, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you for this special time together. Abba, as we come out of the out of these 27 minutes of meditation, we thank you for helping us be better and do better. Because we know, as we should, who makes it possible. Hallelujah. Is there somebody else unmuted? I'm looking right now. All right. We're going to jump into our wealth of wisdom today. We're going to be looking in Proverbs again, chapter 19, verses 1 to 4. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in his lips and he is a fool. I think we're going to take each of these individually. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity. If somebody without a lot of money at least has integrity, they're on the right path. Poverty can be rectified. A lack of funds can be corrected. Those problems are temporal. They're temporary. They're not, you know, with the matter, the element of integrity being there, that means there's hope for more. That means there's hope for improvement. He's already doing something right. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in his lips. And that's obvious, corrupt communication. You can't get much more clear than that. Solomon is calling his, whoever the other guy is, out. And, that last part, and he is a fool, almost seems like an afterthought. Because it doesn't seem like, it almost doesn't seem like Solomon is insulting the man's intelligence or calling out the individual's intelligence. And I realize, a lot of these probably weren't directed at any one individual personally. There isn't a proverb in here, I believe, is meant as an insult. But if that's the way the Ruach has your spirit interpreting it to you, then that old saying that if enough people say you've got a tail, you need to turn around and take a look. If that's what's going on, if you're feeling that correction, then this verse has done its job, at least partially. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked in his lips. His confession is messed up. He's obviously not speaking positive. He's probably lying through his teeth. And he's a fool because he thinks he's going to get away with it. Guy might be intelligent. He or she might be intelligent. They might be the smartest person on the planet. But if they're speaking in a manner that damages others, that betrayed. Habayah has every right to call him or her a fool, and he expects us to see it and discern it the same way. There really aren't two ways around it. Verse 2, also, without knowledge, the soul is not good, and he who hurries with his feet sins. Before we are released out into this world as hopefully good members of society, we are expected to have a certain amount of knowledge. Preferably that knowledge resides in both our mind and our soul, and we are able to pull it up without much problem. Sometimes we just can't. Sometimes we're just thick. Sometimes we just rush off to do whatever, and then we wonder why certain things happen. And if you're rushing to the easy sins, to the ones that are fun, to the ones that are pleasant, to the ones that, you know, are scandalous, okay, that obviously is going to reflect back on the fact that you weren't taught anything growing up. You don't know, one, you don't know the Ten Commandments, you don't know Torah, because all sin is a violation of Torah, depending on what, you know. Yeah, the word severity comes in, and again, there's levels of severity. But what matters is, once it's done, do you repent? Do you turn from it? Do you work to not do it again? Do you begin to pursue knowledge after you've had to repeat that same step or that same process 2, 3, 4, 6 different times? That part of it's on you. The foolishness of a man overturns his way, and his heart rages against Yahweh. Okay. We can look at 2 and 3 together again. Three, the foolishness of a man overturns his way. You almost see a guy or gal trying to pack his donkey cart, and he's in a hurry, and he's rushing around, and he's not using the good sense Abba Yah gave him to pack that cart, and he's rushing, and he doesn't notice that 2 of the 3 bolts in his wagon wheel are missing. And he throws that last bundle of sticks on top of the wagon. And that tire falls. Maybe not completely off, but now you've only got one bolt where you should have had 4. I don't know exactly how they accomplished that back then. I'm sure they had a system to do it somehow. But it's ironic, because now that this person realizes what he's done, he had the knowledge, he should have known better. He was rushing because it was Shabbat morning and they were late to get to synagogue, and he was trying to get away with a little extra work. And now he's pissed off at Yahweh because his wagon wheel fell off. Forget the fact that he wasn't smart enough to remember that he wasn't supposed to be working anyway. He's going to get mad at Yah and rage at Yah for a mistake that he made intentionally. How many times do we find ourselves in that situation? And while that might not apply to every situation, it applies to a lot of them. That specific example, exactly. I mean, we get the overall picture. Okay? How about not overturning your way by maintaining knowledge? Good in, good out. Yah in, Yah out. Wait a minute. Isn't that yo-yo? No, that'd be yee-yo. I'm sorry. All right, verse 4, wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. This one's kind of easy to see. If you've got a lot of cash and you're a good person, you're willing to share and you're willing to help, okay, yeah, you're probably going to have friends coming out of the woodwork. And sometimes the attitude about them might not be, or the attitude towards them might not be as gracious as Yah would prefer. I mean, let's be honest. if somebody finds out you just won the lottery, you're going to have family members that you're going to have family members come out of the woodwork that never even shaded under that under your family tree before. They're just going to come, and they're going to keep coming. But with Yah, he can expand your borders. And so long as those many friends are willing to do for their for themselves as well, it will be easier to stomach. But the poor is separated from his neighbor. It's pretty easy to see it when the poor are consistently poor because of their own considerations. If their poverty is a chronic thing, people aren't going to want them around. I remember Rock talking about he, Sandy, and Marissa just getting back to Arizona and some of the other things going on there. And I've got a friend out in Vegas that does a homeless ministry. And the government that is trying to push, you know, keeps trying to push them out to the worst and worst areas instead of actually taking care of the problem. And it was the government that took care of the problem. So we need to learn how to be better neighbors to the neighbors that are consistently impoverished and teach them and train them up in a better way. Hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for the hearts and minds that are the soil that it falls into. Yeah, we hope that it was a good seed. We just pray that it bears fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. And that fruit finds its way back to this line, back to this ministry, so we can continue to build your Mishpacha. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And Yamen. And I didn't have a song ready, but we're going to keep doing this. So we'll be back in about 5, maybe 3. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, we thank you for your word, and we just ask now that Shlach Rock, if he is available, come forward with the teaching that we know that you placed on his heart, if he's going to take the time. I know I was late getting on, and I apologize again for that. Otherwise, we can just say shalom and get to the rest of our day, which is what it looks like is going to happen. So hallelujah, Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for praise, prayer, decree, and declare this morning. We thank you for your time, for the time that you spent with us. We thank you for your love, and we just ask that you continue with us throughout the course of the day. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and Yamen.